Kwazi, muri eZimbabwe, yebo. Mthwakazo muhle eZimbabwe, muhle ndinomgamtshira emtshirongo tshelu tshebe tshidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Nango October sehambile bafethu, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamtshira emtshirongo tshelu tshebe tshidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. And today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Ishu, the year is gone. Nangu 2019 usahambile, useyaphela ngempela. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Zimbabwean inflation rate was at 300%. Nyaphinda njalo. 300% in August. And as we speak, the unofficial unemployment rate is at over 90%. We should eneng labantu elizweni abasebenzi within the formal sector. With the price of fuel constantly increasing, which it did again today, country experiencing a cash shortage, the price of goods constantly changing, the unemployment rate being at over 90%, one has to ask themselves, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki, the youth of the nation, varikurarama sei, baphila njani elizweni, how are the youth surviving in the nation? So tonight I look to hear from you guys, nina mzulukanda, mtswakazo mohle, Zimbabwe mohle, kuti mpide mchirongwa, mutu uzo, kuti imi vechidiki, murikurarama sei, titarisa nyayo, kuti munyika, Bari irungurasa value munyika hamuna mabasa munyika bari haisi kubatika munyika fuel irikuendera mberi ichingokwira. So I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe muhle, especially the nation's youth, ukuthi nilubona njani udaba lokhona egodwini namhla. But first, before we head over to tonight's discussion, let's head over to some breaking news. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ, today announced that they will be introducing a new currency, which will comprise of $2 coins and $5 notes as it attempts to address the cash crisis while stabilizing the exchange rate. VOA's Godwin Mangujga caught up with RBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujga, who had this to say. Take a listen.
Tusa mare itsva kuma banks kuti yo sangana mo chete na bond notes zvinofamba zvangu zvangafana zvangu fana ikara yacho yese chekuti panga panganzi bond panga pasa bond panga vakamodzi pabudora chete ndozvakasaya. Otherwise tusa mare kuma banks yema coins ma $2 ma penny paper nema $5 kuweza ukesha zvire kuti zvo inflation vakura kwete asi kuti munhu ongane mari yake mubank unogona kudraw otora iri cash kana kuti aite ma transfers kana kuti aite ma plastic money kana kuti aite micro cash. Izvi zvakanaka nekuti izvi mapurize anobva adzikawo pasi zvino kuti amwani anhu aite basa kutengesa chii mari izvi MPC yaitutumwa zvikona izvozvo. Chechipiri chabuda imomo ndechekuti izvo tiri kuti mainterbank market edu ifambe zvakanaka zvava izvo kuti tiri kuti tiise mari foreign currency kuma banks tinotengesa kuma banks at auction price ndokuti zvii zvinhu zvakanaka kuma banks ko.
Well, you heard it for yourselves. Zimbabwe muhle limzwile RBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujga esithi kule mali entsha ebuyayo ama $2 coins ama $5 notes kuthiwa ibona njenge RBZ they're looking towards stabilizing exchange rate njalo bakhangela ukuthi izasiza abantu umphakathini ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa sesixoxisana ngendaba zokuthi imali ayisabambeki elizweni. However, whilst on the same discussion on the state of the economy, Zimbabwe muhle, the fuel prices went up once again. I mentioned it earlier on. This is a move that economists say would see it's going to drive the prices of everything else up once again. Now, this is a notion that the nation's youth are not happy about. They've never appreciated it. VOA's Columbus Mavunga, a couple of months ago, caught up with some youth who had this to say. Take a look.
Huh? Yes, I mean. chimwe chiri kuita tenderes apa chichiwani apa inini ndiri kutambira mari kana kuti tipo chii ndiri kutambira ini nazvo kwanza wana kana mari kuti ndikwanza kutenga chingwa everyday $10 ndiri kutambira $250.
Things are going tougher every day. The fuel is going up. The prices are going up because the fuel is going up.
Tinoita sei Zimbabwe. Haina ari kutonga, haina. Tina mutungamiri.
Haina kana mutungamiri wekwa. Those were some youths that VOA's Columbus Mavhunga caught up with over time. Now, in August, Mavhunga once again caught up with some youths as he did another report of how the economy is affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
This 16-year-old says she has been working as a vendor since her mother died 2 years ago, forcing her to drop out of school. She lives with her 22-year-old sister and earns about $5 a day from her sales.
I do not want to sell stuff here, but I felt I could not force my dad to pay my school fees as he is no longer employed. He is even failing to pay fees for my 12-year-old brother, which I am now doing. I hope my brother makes it in life.
Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister, Obadiah Moyo, says the government is working with organizations like UNICEF and charities like Childline to help poor children. Childline says it has seen more children being forced to work as Zimbabwe's economy deteriorates.
But now with the economic challenge, you can imagine in one community where a child has to go and sell Maputi, for instance, and they don't bring back any income because nobody bought from them. Then the parent will then reward those who sold with food. And the one who didn't sell because you didn't bring any money home, so how do you expect to eat? So we're now engaging with parents that you shouldn't punish children by withdrawing food.
In Zimbabwe now, fewer children are able to go to school. Many are like this young girl who has to work to help support her 12-year-old brother and her unemployed father. Columbus Mavhunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, that was Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, who reported from Harare. Limbonulo onkazana umuntu ongisakhula ngempela, very very young girl having to take to the streets. Yena, she is now a vendor trying to fend for her family. That is the topic of tonight. Zimbabwe muhle sifisa ukuzwa kini zulukandaba imi vechidiki. How are you surviving munyika? Mabva kuonawo video yomwe wechidiki nayo akati sezvo zvanetsa ndakuitawo basa rekutengesa mumigwagwa. So we're looking to hear from some vendors, we're looking to hear from some businessmen, we're looking to hear from everyday youth ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona baphila njani elizweni. Kodwa lingakhohlwi earlier on I mentioned ukuthi RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujka usanda ukusho ukuthi kuzaba kule mali icurrency entsha ezabe ibuya, but it's going to be equivalent to imali, the one that's already there. So uthi zulukandaba lingasabi ngoba it's going to be at the same rate as the bond, same rate as EcoCash and more. +12024650318 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. To call. That's my WhatsApp number. But if you're looking to call me, you can call me on +12024650318 and +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz with short wave. And on the internet, Zimbabwe Omuhle, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. So nxa lifisa ubukela kuhlelo lingasabi ukuya khona. Mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, makathi ra chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMaikobe.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram, if you're looking to speak to me, go to Lingakhohle ukuthi siyasakaza on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Sakamsa kangani ukushare chirongwa, Lingakhohle ukushare uhlelo ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu. Khana mtshina ophi namchirongwa, mokwanisa unyura number 0 nari, tokufundrai, tokupinzayo nasi, live pamepo. Ndikuona kuti zvatotanga kufaya, vanhu vatotanga kuisa makoment, abantu ngempela sebeqala ukufaka makoments. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathine makhasini ethu amathathu. Elliot Mandebele uthi, hi, watching from South Africa. Unjani pra Elliot Jurgu famba here. U Vasco utis kona lati msagazi. Gunjani, gunjani Vasco. U Elton uti masura se mkoma maikoro. Ndiri kutera ndrugu mu Johannesburg kuruseko kujozoko. Alon we avaisa namanzi. Vanu tatambra vedue munyika mna mabasa nzara ya pfura. Chisero sezo mitengo yekujga iruta jugungo kwera. U Freddy Martin vaisa namanzi tifondere wo please. Aiwa mkoma Freddy tichakufonere. U Webster uti vatanga vanu vaya mitengo ichabata denga. Nantu tabalo kone kutu ini mtuagaza mwushle, Zimbabwe mwushle. Asi, ayokta, I am my first guest. Onge na yogutle lo, umnumzana Usameo Wadzai. Koma Sameo, zurufambe.
Ndiribo, zurise ima na wame wangu.
Aiwa, tribo, kurise kwa muriko.
Kutatarika kwa Gwadza, nyika ya Gwadzai.
Tutanga panyaya yogutu anzu na Dr. John Manguchi, kaparuku ya currency nyuan, murugus tutambira ose imi.
Aiwa, dambudziko riripo ndekuti hatisi kudila nema fundamentals. Chii chiri kumboita kuti mari yedu ishaye simba. Chii chiri kumboita kuti vana veZimbabwe vasave netrust nemari dziri kunzwa. Nyaya yekuti izvozvo zvokuti mari dzinongounzwa pasina production economy, hapana chatiri kuproducer. Mari yedu haina kana simba takaikombeya nedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika. Ndanza vachiti varikuti inenge chingoenderana as 1:1 nemabhondi chingoshandirana pamwe chete. Taakukwanisa here kushandisa mari kana ndiri kuSouth Africa for example semunhu nyano anoita zveinformal trading. Ndinokwanisa here kundohodha nemari iri kuuya ndo mivhunzo muhombe yatinoda kunzwisisa. Kana vachiti iri pa1:1 tinokwanisa here kubuda naye kuenda kunesina nemabhondi wavo pamwe chete tichikwanisa kundohodha tichiunza mari tichiunza zvinhu zvedu zvatoda kutengesa. Maquestions iwayo haana kuanzika. Tangonzwa kungoti mari yakuunzwa tida kuwedzera mari tikwanise kubisa mari mumabhengi. Asi mari yayo yatinokwanisa kushandisa kune dzimwe nyika sezimbu ratagara tiziva remakore apfuura.
Tochibata nyaya yekuti imi I know kuti the executive director of you know sangano rinechinangwa chokubatsira vanhu vaita basa rokutengesa mumigwagwa. Today we're looking to talk towards the youth, and it seems as though more than 90% of the youth are working within the informal sector, and one of those being vendors. Now, how everything seems to be in tatters in the country when we're looking, when we're talking about the current state of the economy. How are the youth surviving?
Very difficult, my brother. We are in a very, very, very difficult situation. I mean, everything is not working. People are struggling to put together even a single meal a day. You have to have privilege to have such years and stuff. So, I mean, the youth, when we're with Sambura, to get Mario in downtown, can I go down to Tevin, but you know, it's a very difficult thing to do. So, I mean, things are tight. I call upon my authorities to make sure that they correct the situation. They genuinely put in place policies, you know, interventions to correct the situation. This is getting out of hand, and people are very angry about what is happening. It's very important that we begin to see seriousness. Let's address my fundamentals as soon as we get out the economy. Corruption, mismanagement, you know, looting that you are seeing on a daily basis, Rungo report on my newspaper, and we are not seeing any action insofar as the government, you know, is concerned in trying to deal with the corruption at Rungo America. So semi let's address the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Let's engage my youth. Toda ukupinda my decision making processes. We've got problems that we are a very educated lot. We are there. We are ready to assist to correct the situation. But what are we having? We're having the government that is so adamant, so arrogant. There is no effort whatsoever to engage the youth there. But we are saying we are there. We want to engage. Even decision, we are going to the streets to sell tomatoes, to sell airtime, mm-hmm. so that we can look after our children. The commitment is that we really want to make things work. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go the violent route. We want things to work. So it's an opportunity for the government to realize that there is a committed citizen that is able, that is willing to come on the table and to assist in the correction of the challenges that we are facing at the moment.
Now, Mkoma Samuel, you mentioned the issue of corruption. Some would argue government actually has tried, they're taking strides towards fixing the issue of corruption. Not so long ago, Tatina Minister Akasungwa, of course, she's out on bail. I see, is that not an initiative? You're going to say, Urumenda is going to talk about
your No. We don't want piecemeal, interventions, my brother. Corruption is inclusive. Every day, upon a day, I'm not reading a newspaper in Zimbabwe. It's not a corruption. So and so is being accused of corruption.
Mm.
But the question is, what has happened? And here, I'm based on Jeremy corruption. We are number one. You have been found guilty and within 10 years, Mujere because of corruption. No one, none. And the following day, we've got many examples. So we are saying, can I double blame your corruption in this country? Let's have people arrested and vachikandwa majere. So that we set an example. Really, if you engage in corrupt activities, if you disturb the economy, Zimbabwe, you will be arrested and you'll be convicted in Chienda and you rot in jail. We want to see my examples as soon as I got the speaker. But it's not happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is that let it be not political gimmicking. Let it not be kuvara vana veZimbabwe. We know takangwara kutoziya zviri kuitika. Pane vanhu vari kuba and vari kuprotectwa ne the highest offices. Mm-hmm. The highest offices should be on the forefront of ensuring that vaita looting, vaita corruption, vanovharirwa. Totozviona kuti aiwa mupfumira atobatwa atovharirwa. Maresembles around the one that corruption to Nomaziva, and we expect those people to be arrested and truly be convicted of agenda majere.
All right, Regain Bate Pamromo, Mkoma Samuel, Titange, and Ruguns, one of them, Wango Tanga, Arupina Nasm Churong, Wasaka, and Bate Pamromo, Nozoka, comrade.
Thanks.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Sama Wadzai. He is the executive director of an organization that targets towards ukuthuthukisa ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abakumsebenzi wokuthengisa emgwaqweni ngesingizi sithi ama vendors. Kodwa ngiyeze ukuthi nginomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo ndikuzondlela umthereri wokuthangara kuphinda mjirongwa khola umthereri singenele kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo ngibani okhona ecingweni. Kola mtere dar par nare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo mama, how are you?
I'm fine, magadi zeni.
Aiwa tiripo, ari par nare apa ndiani?
Miss Madunge from Triangle.
Mrs. Ani?
Madunge from Triangle.
Oh, kuri se kong Triangle, my Madunge.
Hii, tambuane mzara mkong.
Muri kurarama sei ko munyika ndiro handikutobvunza munhu wese nhasi tiri kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvese zviri kungoenda kumawere nhasi fio yakwira
kungoona salary chingopinda mufoni wongoto ignore because kushopu kwacho hakusi kutomboendeka
zvino ndiri kunzwa kuti mune mwana uyu ari kumashure muri kurarama sei mwana muri kumuprovidera sei
mwana tanzwa nekutowacha kutodhadha matishets ana baba chitopfekedza because mapamba acho achatengeke apa manepi rinotorwa na $50 saka unitazve kutopfekedza hembe zvaimboitwa kudhara ranambuya nehanda zvese
zvino tiudzeiwo ndimuzvare here kana ndimai Mandonge Mai matutudze yuka zvino nyaya iyo gadziriswa sei sezvo munhu wese tina vadzai vari panhare navo vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Munhu wese ari kungopinda pachirongwa anenge ari ngochema chema achiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Zvino nyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei?
Kuzvigadzirisa mukoma totoshaya totozvigadzirisa sei.
Hamuna here chivimbo chekuti hurumende, nekuti hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Regai timbomira tionoti kana zvikagadziriswa tinokwanisa here kupinda muchitoro nokuti zvokwadi. Tawa nekutambura zvimwe zvongodawo muchimbozvionerawo, because kamukanguva chita zvekutaura kudai nechingoti vanhu vekuzimbabwe vanondawana kutikumbira mari izvokare. Tombozvisa kuna mwari nekuhurumende kwacho timboiona, because izvozvi zvitupa takasendeka mwana wamai takatopasawo zvisingaiti, asi takangogadzika pasi madiploma nemadigiri.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa ndeni mama.
Zvakanaka.
Alright, todzokera kuna vawadzai. Mukoma Samu muripo parunhare here? Mukoma Samu. Manzwa muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa hanzi madegree zvese tatoisa pasi nekuti hazvichabatsire. You're working with a mass amount of young people who have qualifications that are beyond ana doctor. Vakutoita basa rekuti nekuti zvinhu zvanetsa, regai ndipinde mumugwagwa ndombotengesawo ka airtime ndingoisawo kamari $2 muhomwe. I know that you know there's been so many reported cases where young people are going out there in the streets and they're selling, or they're not making money, they're not making ends meet. Now kana uchibuda mumugwagwa iwe uri kutengesa matomati panapa, next door neighbor naye ari kutengesa matomati, mese mabuda end of day maita $1, vanhu vari kuzviitawo sei vechidiki, especially vechidiki. Tamboisawo video yeumwe wechidiki anga achiti ane 15 years, akati baba ngavambomira nekuti basa vashaya, regai ndichibuda ini pache zvangu ndombosiya zvechikoro ndoenda ndonotengesa. Vanhu vari kuzviita seizvi.
And you know what is so disturbing ndezvekuti taita decision iyoyo kuti no, things are not working. Yes, I obtained a degree. Yes, I'm a holder of a master's degree. But because there is no formal, there is over 90% unemployment, 95% unemployment in formal job market. Taita decision, let me go and join the informal sector. Would the same government, through my councils, iri kuti teerera ma streets, ichitora zvinhu zvatiri kutengesa, you know? Vachideclare zvatiri kuita kutraya kurarama kwacho as illegal, kuti vending is illegal. How do you criminalize raramo yevanhu? Vanhu vadecide no, let's go into the street and try to survive. My youth are decide vaenda pachikona apekawo matomasi ake, but the same government is following us in the street. They are confiscating our wares. You know, they are coming, they are beating us people. And vamwe vanorohwa vozondofira kumajere. People are trying. We are trying to survive. What do they want us to do? So that my first point, I still go back to the first point, is that kana vafaila, we have got a very educated, you know, youth population in this country with a lot of commitment to have things solved. Things I want my youth leaders muma positions yekuti vabatsire vana mangunzi avo vari kuuya nemavery funny decision, vaisei mapositions yekuti vagadzirise the situation, because people, they are committed, you know. It's our future that is at stake here. We are committed to contribute to the correction of the current situation. That's the first point. Then the second point is that we need to deal with the politics that is dominic, the toxic, zvokuti winner takes everything. Hazvishande. We need to unite the people. Electoral system yedu isusu haisi kushanda. You have a population yekuti vamwe vanoti tinoda uyu, almost half half. If you look at the outcome of the previous election, yanga iri half half. But how do you have the same group or one group richizindoriri kurepresenta the interest of families? Let's have everyone achiuya patable tichibatsirana kugadzirisa machallenges atiri kusangana nawo munyika. Politics dzedu dziri toxic, politics dzedu dziri divisive, and we need people to get united to have their favorite vavane stake vachiuya patable vachibatsira you know, to correct machallenges atinawo. Then the last point that now nderekuti as long as the government ichita zvinhu isingakonza kuti ma citizens vatina buy in ma citizens vatina confidence nema citizens avanenge vachita hapana chinobuda tine deficit ye confidence ne government yedu at the moment izvi zvandiva announce new currency but ukaterera matauriro ari kuita the majority yevanhu ndekuti hazvitomboshandi zvavaita hazvitomboshandi hava people don't have confidence nema policies ari kuitwa ne government because ari kuitwa muchikona muchivande you know vanhu vanongofuma vachingoti ngobva tava kutozviita izvi why are you doing it why are you not taking your people on board why not including your people mapolicy you know changes amuri kuita the answer is zero so as long as vari kuita zvinhu zvonechiwandewande pasina kutanga vawana confidence nema citizens zvinhu zvinongofaila I can assure you mari yavaintroducer today within the next month or so inenge ngofanana nemabondi because vanhu havana confidence nayo vanhu vachairejecta and I mean kutoewedzera kudaro nyaya dzeinflation I'm not an economist but zvigori pachena zvakaitika previously and we are almost likely to face the same situation.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa regai ndikubatei pamuromo nditoro umwewo guest wangu ari kupinda muchirongwa nhanje kumbokumbira kuti mumbobatawo parunhare tinzwe kuti guest wangu achipira anoti yanet
okay
all right Zimbabwe muhle that was mnumzana Samo Wadzai. Go to Angezuk Tingi Lom Laleli. I hear I have a call at Tingwani. Call a call am Tere. Arupinam Chironga. Mbano connect to me. Call a...
Felix.
Hey, Mkoma Felix. Juruk Fambe.
Muche. Mutora. Nezi. Marini Chayere.
Ongu. Tipe ima onreng.
Nini maonera angu. Tinofanira kuti isusu tiite kuti mari iyo ishande mari iyo ikasashanda vanhu vari kutambudzika nevanhu vari munyika vanhu vari mugavhenmend havafe vakatambudzika nekushaika kwemari ivo zvese vanozviwana saka isusu tisiri mugavhenmendi ngatitraye kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzekuti tinoenda nekunze kwegavhenmendi kuti zvinhu zvisenze muenzaniso wandinge apendewe kuti vanhu vanochaja ma30% rayiraya munhu aida kukolekta cash eco cash mapesendeji ayaya kwese kwandakanzwa handizive kuti pasi rese kuda kwemuzimbabwe che ndokunogona kuchajwa pesendeji pakana kunhu achida kutenga kumwe kwese unotokurudzirwa kunzi kushandise kati kuti usabatirwe machajiro sei zvichingoitika muzimbabwe chete zvinoreva kuti nevanhu veduwo vemuzimbabwe vafanana nehurumende yavari kushora vane makaro saka hakuna kwatinoenda kana mumwe munhu achiti iyewo akabira munhu 30% kuno ukoko koshora gavhumendi imimi muchiita zvakafanana
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma Felix ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi
maita basa mvura yanetsa paHarare apo ndakabvapo ngava yauwo nezvekuita because I remember vamudzuri vakambotaura nezvemvura kuna ye 2000 which means it hurumende yedu iri 19 years behind panyaya dzemvura idzi dambudziko iroro dai vakagadzira dhemu raitaurwa muna 2000 tisina dambudziko remvura muHarare
aiwa mukoma Felix takunzwa zvakanaka regai titoro vamwe vateerera vada kupinda muchirongwa handeti All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Felix Mlaluetu. Yena, he's in Zimbabwe. Yena, he highlighted a lot of things. In Teokala, he came in and he was firing at the new currency that has come in. Felix says, Abantu must make this currency work. Utswa Zulugandaba, please, let's make it work. Utswa, yenu hulumende, if he can't make it work, tina njenge zalanda ze Zimbabwe, kumele sibone ukuthi into le ingasebenza njani. Uphinde waphatha udaba mayelana nge-confidence, ukuthi abantu should be confident in the money. Uphinde waphatha udaba njalo udaba lwama-price controls. Esithi hayi, inkohlakalo, abantu, please, whoa. Stop it. But as izwene ukuthi uguest wami wesibili ongenayo kuhlelo yena uthini ngodabula khona egodwini I hear ukuthi I have perseverance nyathi manyathi unjani sisi
njani
hayi ngiyaphila wena unjani
hayi siphilile If you'd like to make a call, please.
Mbona ngani kulo muntu. Okay, usakhona ecingweni sisi?
Yeah,
ah, okay, bengicabanga ukuthi nguwo drop leyo. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini uluzwile sisi. First question I guess I want to hear from you is namhla vele sivuke another decision made by uhulumende bathi bazalethi kule currency entsha ebuyayo. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abaphila kobulawayo likuthatha njani lokho?
Sivile sivi i-currency le entsha ebuyayo kodwa okuyisimanga ukuthi u-affecta ama-youth ikakhulu ngoba akulatshintsho oluzayenzakala njalo siyafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe ama-youth ayaphiwa ama-income generating projects izimali bafandwe kwenzeka ukuthi labo babe part and parcel of i-economy yonale.
Now you heard umnumzana uFelix engena kuhlelo and the first thing he highlighted what abantu should be confident in the money. Do you not feel like that's an important part of making the money work?
Yes, confidence iyadingakala kakhulukazi. Njalo lokuthi siyamukele.
Hayi siyakuzwa ma. Right, so asizweni ke awusitshele ke ngibe kuhlelo okwamanje silo umnumzana uSame Watsayi yena he works with young people who are vendors elizweni. Bengimbuza because khanya ngani akulento esebenzayo elizweni umnotho welizwe ulokhu ukuqhubekela phambili day by day ugugudeka. Wena njengomuntu osebenzayo labantu abasakhulayo awungitsheleke ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi kobulawayo baphila njani?
Abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulu mangikhayele ku-girl child balama problems inkinga ezikhona ongangukuthi kulama early marriages ngenxa yesimo somnotho they are forced ukuthi banjani bangene kuma early marriages le prostitution so bonke khona lokho le crime kuyabayenza ingani babe balulazeki
Then I was just about to ask ukuthi yona isimo somnotho njengoba sikhubekela phambili sigugudeka and imisebenzi elizweni akula enengilabantu baku informal sector, how is this affecting i crime rate ikakhulukazi kobulawa?
Crime rate iyakhula ngoba vele abantwana ontanga kakhulu akula abalanto zokwenza. Siyacela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe i-government or i-private sector ama-stakeholders angenele ekupheni ama-youth okungama-projects ufunda izimali ukuthi mhlawumbe labo baziqalele okwabo kokwenza okungezandla kusebenza imisebenzi yezandla.
Hayi wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane manyathi ngithathe omunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo and then I'll come back to you angathi.
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Mutle, that was Perseverance Nyati. She is a member of the Bulawayo Residents Association. Go Bulawayo, obviously. Asi, ngatwone yuk tubanu, warukuti chiko pa social media and then Totoro, umuwa guest, arukupi na mchirongwa. Mkoma websans, watanga wanuvaya, mtengo, ichabata denga. Demshi mukariri avati twabam. Twabam kuba demji. Anzi na Ignatius Murisei wa Shamarere Studio 7 pangwene wa tereri kuma TV. Anzi kwa muri koko ndino ndrukukonai. Ndri pa anzi pa Mozambique. Bondia Ignatius, bondia. Nika aruti Pretoria anza apana chino vapa new currency. Anza haa. Apana chukubuda. Kura wone vati. Kwazwai, Big Mike. I'm watching you pa Studio 7 Live Talk. Now, ndripa Lanseria Airport ku South Africa. Kura wone, nyagwa mgele kuhlelo. Finos vati, watching you from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. Put Finos, unjani? Uchimi, uti, ndifondre yo mkoma. Aywa, vaisa number. Tichakufondre yo mkoma msaj. Ke, umati ndikuti new currency. Aisha ndika na kusina mabasa. Yanzi, na yo futi aripa Mozambique Memorial ungo anzi ndibate yo nasi please ndibate yo ndipo fungwa zangu aliku South Africa case ko Muntsanga anzi new currency .. good idea aywa Zimbabwe omuhle nantu tabulu kone kutwini asizweni ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu ele VOA Ndebele ku VOA Ndebele kulo mnumzana Mathema uthi hello futhi Mathema unjani uClemens uthi ngilalele ngikhona apha eGoli kwele South Africa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi imali entsha iyesa ngempela lokhu kuliqiniso earlier on we played ibite eka RBZ direct governor Dr. John Mangujika esithi yebo ngempela imali entsha iyeza kodwa izaba 1-to-1 ngebond note ukuthi akuzabuya ngama $2 coins njalo ama $5 notes. Sitshelene umbono wenu emalana ngodaba lukhona egudwini namhla mthwakazi omuhle +12024650318 WhatsApp lakho njalo ukuxhuma live ecingweni ku +12026192077. But let me head over to my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo arikuti joiner nasi mchirongwa variku ikoko ku Zimbabwe ku Harare. Right, ongenayo kuhlelo tinzo ndiyana aripo parinare kola kola mterere aripo parinare ndiyana.
Hi, it's Tawanda Chikosi.
Hey, mkoma Tawanda, zuru fambe
mwishi mkoma Mike, how's everything going?
Hi, wabobo, moto tu zae mikuwa muri ku Zimbabwe koko.
Zimbabwe tulukungwa shingirira mkoma.
Ndota ndaka mkoma ndaka
shingirira na ukura mberi ya.
Ndaka wana kwa shabaka posta pa Facebook mujiti mazovu raka bureau de change. Saka tota katoti makorokoto amshop.
Ayo watu na kutenda mwari.
Mkoma nyairi mo mgango nasi ndukurukura newe chidiki wanita mabasa kasi anasiana. Vajinji varugu chema wachiti mamiro akaita upfumi wenyika. Asipu wafadza chokwadi. Hanzi munyika muna mabasa 90% varikushanda mu informal sector. Imi somo wechidiki anenge arikubudirirawo arikuitawo zviri zvinodadisa. Tiudzewo maondro venyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nasi.
Munoziva zvishuwa mukoma Mike. The reality iri pa ground ndeyekuti zvishuwa zvina is not so good. Particularly for the young people. Nekuda kwekuti maexpectations vekomana nevasikana vechidiki tichikura nezvatinenge tichitarisirawo kuti nyika iti provide particularly our homeland hazvisiri izvo zvatirikuita se zvatiri kuwana. But I think one of the major issues there is I would like to come from a very controversial point of view, a very contrarian way of looking at things. I think one of the major challenges at now on the equity, we are not trained for this kind of an economy. We are not educated for this kind of an economy. Isusu takango kura tiri in an economic or an educational system, ya itarisira kuti tizo kwanisa kuthrive nekubudirira kana zvinhu zvese zviri normal. But now, because we suddenly face ourselves with a very abnormal situation, we are neither equipped nor educated for this kind of an environment. Hence, the greater challenges we now have, tarajara kuda ku ngetire within the formal sector. Maskill yedu, education yedu, zvese zvaitipa growing up, even our own upbringing within our parents and our societal structure. There would be quite so poor in an economy stable where things are okay, which is formal. But now all of a sudden we find ourselves in a very informal economy where a different set of skills are required and we have none. Or it's just a very fraction of our youth population that have got my skills and quite so thrive within the informal sector. So I think no challenge will be yet in I. The reason, Pepe and Antiti, I will come up with a very controversial factor. Inini, I was convinced at a tender age, kuti, there is what we call the 80-20 rule. And then, ndaka funga kuti zvinoshanda zvakanyanya, especially helping young people, patavi zvezvino, the economy that we have, because the responsibility to either make our success or failure in this environment lies mostly entirely with us. So the 80-20 rule says, 80%, your success, 80% is determined by you. Then 20% is attributable to the environment. So as zvese zviri kuitika muZimbabwe is only contributing to only 20% of either success or failure of each and every one of us. The reason being, how we respond to that environment, to that 20% contribution, those in a basa stere kukupura, what the environment is throwing at us. So if issues are kawanda for a lot of young people, it's easy to continually complain, tichinonge zera economy, tichinonge zera malitas, tichinonge zera air, which is quite true, and things could be done better. But at the same time, zvinhu hasi kuchinja. That's the reality on the ground. Mm-hmm. Every day you have to wake up, you have to survive, you have to plan for a future. Environment yakaita seiyoyi. So it then lies back to us as young people to say, okay, this is what we have. This is the card we've been dealt. And is it? Hurumende yatinayo, tichange tinayo, if everything goes normal, to 2023. Tiri kuramba tichikura, 2023 makore anenge achiwedzera. Saka it's up to us, really, you know, to actually think, okay, now that environment yakadai tine hurumende iyi, how do we thrive? How do we survive? How do we plan for a future? Saka shift yakuitika on us more than it is happening in the economy or in the environment. So I think I'm throwing out a challenge to young people out there to say, guys, look, zviripa ground no reality ripo, and it may take a lot of time kuti zvichinje, ende zvikachinja, there's no guarantee yokuti zvikachinja, zviri kuchinja for the positive. It could remain the same or it could even get worse. No one knows. There are no guarantees for change that comes in the future. Mm-hmm. Like I think chinchakanyanya kukosha is to focus on ourselves. Are we equipped? Are we skilled enough? Do we need new skills? Because there is difference in one sort to thrive in this environment. Let me give you an example, Mkoma Mike, and some other people who are listening. Magambo zvona eroti mu informal sector ya tirizwe zvivano vanogona basa remaoko, they thrive better. Mm-hmm. Say my mechanic. My friend, my mechanic is doing much better than one who has a degree accounting. You may find one who is my carpenters, my shop fitters, you know, my welders, people who can do practical stuff. You know, they are thriving a little bit better than one more of the intellectual stuff. So there may be a need to upskill yourselves or to learn new skills or to upgrade, you know, the kind of education we have that is now relevant to the sector.
All right, and then I'll come back to you because there's another question that seems to be boiling that I'd love to hear your take on, and it.
Sure.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushengezo, kuthi ngilomunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo khola khola mthereri ariparinari ndiyani.
Hello.
Yebo, bhuti, unjani?
Ndinani magadino.
Aiwa, tirinani ariparinari ndiyani.
Ndisini ya Simango.
Vasimango, how are you, Mr. Simango?
Ndiri nani hangu, wakadini muruku.
Ndizo izozo, muruku tifonira muruku pi?
Muruku tifonira.
Aha. Right, saka baba tiudzeyo, maonere nyu pamusoro penyaya tinayo, nhasi tiri kutema nyaya mbiri, nyaya yekutanga, hanzi na RBZ governor, Dr. John Mangudya, pari kuya mari nyowani. Kuna vateerero vapinda vakati, amana, we should be confident, mune mari yedu, tione kuti mari inokwanisa kushanda. Nyaya yechipiri ndinoda kudzwawo kune vanhu vechidiki vese vari kurarama muZimbabwe kuti vari kurarama sei sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika haana kumira mushe. Ngatinzwei kuti munoti.
Chokwadi, ndaide kumbotsindirawo pane vataura avo kuti mari hongu vagadzira havo inobuda. Asi dei vaikwanisa kuti vahurumende yedu ikurukurane navachamisa tione kuone zvirinani zvemari izvi zvitori sure. Hazvina zvazvinobetsera kungobudisa zvimari zvisingashandi. Tibataurirane paoneke kutonga kwakanaka kunoite kuti vana nevabereki tigare zvakanaka. Tiri mudambudziko guru rakanangana nemagariro nemishando nemarodhi nemakiriniki. Hazvina zvinobetsera kungounze mari vanhu takagara tiri mukati mezvara. Nzara hombe inode zvaiita kuti vamunangagwa vabvume kutaurirana nemukomana vawirirane ndo kuti tigare zvakanaka ndo kuti nemari iyoyo yavanoparura iyo iwe unokushanda.
Aiwa
toenda pamabasa munomamuna vanhu vagara vashoma vari kutoshanda vavavo vari kutobudawo pamabasa nokuda kwekushaikwa kwemari. Mari yavo haichatengi. Hatina zvitinoshandira kwakugara kuende kudzimba koone mhuri kotonetsa nekuda kwemabhazi.
Vasi mango, hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho aripo ekugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Mungatii nazvo? Muri kubvumirana nawe?
Kupedza nguva kukate dehwe reshindi. Hapana chinobuda kunze kwokugara pasi towirirana tese iwo nesu. Ndokuti zviro zvinaki. Zvino nokuti ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda. Ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda. Hazvishandi.
Aiwa, takunza zvakanaka vasimango tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongo angeti.
Ndinobonga mabodi bata nasi.
Mhm, chirongo ndechenyu baba, mudzoke next week.
Zvakanaka.
Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Sema Ngo, uti abantu kumele bakhulumisane so that they make it work. Asibone ukuthi abantu bathini. Ekhasini lethu le VOA Studio 7. Hanzi na memorial hungwe ndibate yo nasi, please ndibate yo ndipe yo pfungwa dzangu bvaisa namba yake. I wanda taura na producer tuono kutanukwaziswa kufondra here. Paul Maposa aru kutanzi watching you from Mutare, kuriseko kwa Mutare uko. Hanzi na Morris, people should be confident in the new currency for it to work. Most important part. Hanzi na Rashford, it is going to be backed by what? At what Zim dollar. Asi ndukunzi wande na umuwa mterere, ngezo kutu nilomu nyumlalele unge na yugushelo. Kolo kolo mterere arupinda pachurongwa ukonekti mwenye mbani.
Hey, hello.
Yes, papa. Zurufamba.
Faka hii, papa. Maru wadzo.
Murukuto pinda ni energy ya kato damba. Mtara zukuto ratiza wata. Ayu, waa, suna umira mwishi.
Kutoni tachayegu chayegu ni mamira za kaita sili chidiki.
Tiu zeo maondre nyumko matrust.
Njuguona pane panambona angu pa news ipapa jinzi pavika rukutera kana kuasa ka introduce yatingati new currency bachirungu
hongu tato muisa oka clip ka RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujika achinyatsotsanangura kuti chokwadi parikuya currency nyowani ine chinangwa chekubatsira nyaya cash crisis uyezve ku stabilize exchange rate yepa interbank.
Ya nchanduri kuona zvafanana nemoto unobvira kauti kuti moto uyu uri kubvira but vanhu vari kuda kundodzima nepetro kana kuti diesel kana parafini. Saka handingaoni mafungiro angu handingaoni kuti kuburitsa nyukarenzia ingakwanisa kugadzika kuti upfumi hwenyika hugadzikane. Asi zvinokwanisa kutozopedzera zvawedzera zvatowedzera zvatipinza mumatambudziko sechidiki mangwana zvinourayira mangwana redu uyezve zvichauraya futi vamwe vasati vazvarwa kuteera futi pane ramangwana ravo nokuti upfumi hukangwera hwafa zvinoreva kuti munyika medu hatisisina indastry mabasa akusisini.
Aiwa takunzwa mukoma trust tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoka next week, and it?
Yeah, and you know, did.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, asibone kuti abantu vathini kukhasi lethu LVOA ndebele unesisa tube kuti unjani msakazi imali leyo ebo yayo yi real money or yi paper nje ukuthi uyavuka inisela i value hayi sizabona ngokuhambisana kwesikhathi nesisa kodwa yena u RBZ governor uthi hayi ule themba lokuthi it's going to work, it's going to work, it must work namazwi ka vice president u General Chiwenga. Kodwa let's go back to umnumzana va chikori. Mkoma tawanda shurufa mchiripo parinare. Right. You're also, besides opening the Bureau de Change, you're also a tech entrepreneur. That's correct.
That is correct, sir.
Now, as an entrepreneur, how are you taking in the announcements made in by the RBZ governor saying that, well, there's going to be a new currency coming soon. How is that something that you entrepreneurs are taking in?
It's very difficult to think that any difference, really, with what's already there, because what we're already using is some form of surrogate currency. So I don't see much of a difference anyway, because when you start speaking of currency, you also need to start speaking of the fundamental, you know, economic principles that need to be in place for there to be a strong introduction of a strong currency or introduce stability of an introduced currency. So we still don't have or we still don't see the same fundamentals that need to be there. Even the current finance minister, before he became finance minister, these are some of the things that he alluded to. He was actually in opposition to the introduction of a new currency before all the economic fundamental, you know, mentors have been made or put in place, only to see them introducing another, you know, form of surrogate currency and, you know, doing away with the multi-currency regime before the fundamentals have been put in place. So at the end of the day, we now have a result of a very highly devalued currency, which is currently operating now, in some terms referred to as a surrogate currency. But it's one and the same thing, really. You know, a new currency is just a different way of speaking of the same thing. That's the view, the now, practical view of how we look at it.
Ngoba tawanda tichitarisa nyaya kuti nya mari munyika haisi kubatika, that's why the RBZ governor is saying vari kuunza currency nyuwanu kuti nyatsogadzirisa nyaya ema challenges ari kutarisana nevanhu patotarisa nyaya ye cash. One, mari haisi kubatika, uyezve foreign currency yacho zvekare haisi kubatika. Where do you guys, for example, people like you who are now opening Bureau de Changes, fit into this whole system towards I guess attempting to fix it?
Okay, foreign currency is kubatika per formal market, I guess. But in Mulan, you see, if you look at the my foreign currency inflows in Zimbabwe, you may be surprised to learn that maybe diaspora remittances are probably the largest foreign currency source for the country. So meaning to say, Mulan, you know, people get money from their, you know, relatives out there in, outside the country. But because they don't have faith in the banking system because of what has happened before, they keep Mariavo Kutumba. They keep the money on them and they change it as and when they want to use it. So they're not putting it into the formal sector, into the banking sector, which allows it to circulate within the economy. Because once you put it in there, you have got no guarantee. Actually, the guarantee that you have, you might not see it again in the form So people prefer to then just keep it because they don't trust the system. Saka, I'm on formal market, but informal market, like in the hands of the individuals, and they would, if the Beirut changes, start offering rates are, you know, favorable or are competitive to what is being offered on the black market, people come and change Mariavo because at the end of the day, they want to buy goods and services for them to be able to survive. So one of those who change Mariavo, you know, and then get the local contingent, or whatever they need to pay in the local currency. So I would like to put an argument that one of them are.
Aiwa regai tudzokuti mukoma Samuel vanoti nemaondo renyu mukoma Samuel muchiripo parunare mukoma Samuel wadzai muchiripo parunare oh andikunzwa kuti mukoma Samuel va dropper asizoni kuti umanyatsi yena utseni ngotsapo okay woti ngiqali ngithatha umlaleli and then ngizahamba kumanyatsi ndikunzwa kuti ndine mutereri khola mutereri ongenayo kuhlelo ari parunare ndiyani.
Yebo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mama, wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mbani okhona ecingweni?
Caroline.
Hawu mama oyo unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila kunjani kwele South Africa?
Nayi ku-right.
Nanti udaba lukhona ekudwini mama, awusitshela umbono wakho. U-RBZ governor uthi hayi kule mali entsha ezayo. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Ngayi amanga alihlaza athe joko lawo. Yiphi leyo mali ezayo? Izanceda ngani leyo mali?
Bathi bona
imali or yimali or libhondi lona leli iphephe lingalancedo elingaphumeli kwamanye amazwe.
Manje mamoyo kuzasebenza njani njengoba abantu bangamthembi uhulumende?
Vele kasimthembi uhulumende, anti uyadla yena le muli zakhe bayasutha thina siyazidubela. Vela ngeke size simthembi. Kahle kahle vele unanga kwakahlale phansi, akayekela chie phansi. Or else nxa kusehlula, kuyabehlula ukubusa ilizwe lelo. Phela amazwe lawo mabili vele kuyabehlula ukuthi bawavuse. Selafi ilizwe elalilihle, ilizwe elaliyisiphala se-Afrika yonke jikelele. Namhlanje sesiyinhlekisa ebantwini bonke. Usuze sesaba lokuthi ukhulume utshela abantu ukuthi wena ubuye eZimbabwe. Ngeqiniso ngeqiniso vele kuyayangisa, kabayekele bechiye phansi. Akambe umnotho wonke lo ogcwele elizweni uyangaphi? Uyangaphi?
Uke wakhuluma labantu abasakhulayo abaphile eZimbabwe na?
Abaphile eZimbabwe bayadubeka. Bayadubeka. I was talking to uSiswami engitshela ukuthi ngikhona ngelanga uthenga ama-light $100 our last lelanga elilodwa. Kuyini khona lokho shua? I-$100.
manje njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sikugudeka i-$100 uyithola lapho sisi
yikho phela engikuchoko nalokho ukuthi uyazisebenza uyazama ukuthi azisebenzi kodwa leyo mali vele ayisayenzi lutho ayisayenzi lutho
hayi siyakuzwa
ayisayenzi lutho kambe akungitshela ukuthi ongikhona ngapha mina futhi inyinto emalisa kakhulu ukuthi kungikhona thina abantu kodwa siyadubeka just like kuthange laphana kuyenzwa nge-Friday kuze kwenziwe i-demo leyane eyokuthiwa khona kakukhutshwa ama-sanctions abantu begcwele e-stadium bethengelwe okungama-pieces kwenyama konkeani okungama-pieces kwenyama kuyimalini i-stadium sonke sonisiyana kuthengwe ngemalini kwehluleka ukuthi kuthengelwe abantu imithi ezibhedlela abantu bayafa ezibhedlela ngenxa yokuthi kongikhona bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa bengagula bahamba beemazweni thina ke izihlobo zethu esingakwanisi lokuthi konkona zichaphe ziye emazweni ngokusweli i-passport ukuthi konkona kula phepha lokwenza i-passport
hayi
bazaphila bona bodwa ezweni lona leliyana thina sesifelwe izihlobo sesifelwe ngabazali sesifelwe ngabangani phezu kwalokho abazali bethu lezihlobo zethu labangani bethu bafa ngegugu round namhlanje sebeqedwa yiyo le gugu round kamnangagwa ayiletha indirectly ukuthi abantu bengayiboni
Hayi siyakuzwa mamoyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo isikhathi iso esesidliwe ngangowe.
Siyabonga.
Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Caroline Moyo, one of our callers who usually calls us from South Africa. Hayi yena she highlighted one thing, one central thing akamthembi. Aiwa urumende hanzi I don't trust you. Regaiti ende kuna muzware nyati tunzu wa kutuwa no ti bese sahamba kumnumzana utawanda bese sikubu uhlelo. Manyati usakone ngcimweni?
Ngisakhona.
Awusinikeza amazwi akho okugcina mama njengoba isikhathi sesihliwe kumangwe. Hello.
Ngikhalele ukuthi yes ngikhona baba.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, ngithi ngikhalele ukuthi at least nga i-economy le ebuyayo lo imali le ebuyayo ngala iyathuthukisa ama-youth. Ngoba ama-youth vele thangani ahlala esimeni esibucayi.
Hayi siyabonga manyathi
ngoba ngemuva sikhande phambili amayethu ayaffecteka ngazo zonke indlela.
Hayi ngakuzwa manyathi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay ngiyabonga na.
Right, regai tidzokere kuna mukoma Tawanda topedzawo chirongwa chedu. Vachikosi muchiripo pari nare.
Sure.
Right, in I guess 2 minutes, one of the callers that just came in, confidence is on zero when we're talking about confidence in the government, confidence in the money itself, and it seems as though a lot of the comments that I'm reading, confidence is on a zero when we're talking about this new currency. As a young entrepreneur, as someone who's opening something that works along these currencies, what words would you give towards Zimbabweans to ensure that this thing works because it's for the better good of the nation?
So you mean to the government?
Yes. Well, government and the people of Zimbabwe too.
I think to the government, what we would really say is that we need a bit of consistency. Trust is something that you earn. So because right now the government has pretty much lost the trust of the people, which is evident of the fact that people don't trust the system, don't want to put their money into the system. And some of the problems that we have are created as a result of that mistrust. So it's a fact that government should admit that they've lost the trust of the people, and then they then propose ways to say, look, let's be more transparent, let's be more consistent, let's not change policies overnight. You know, let's create a system where people can start to, learn to trust us and to, have, confidence in us again. But you have to work in partnership with the people for you to be able to achieve that. So I think that's an onerous task. The onus is on the government to achieve that. Then to the rest of the people or the citizenry, similar to people like myself, guys, it's a situation where we have to think outside the box, learn new skills so that we can survive and thrive, change the way we look at the environment or the way we have been taught to look at the environment and then start to adjust. so that maybe we can start a little bit better. Kosi,
ngubandi uyajikana na tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much to everybody ongenileyo kuhlelo isikhathi sesesiyo kumangoi tashika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanasi chinoburuka chinomara Zimbabwe muhle anokoneka ine mfaro ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.